We welcome you back on the Cacique pregame show for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. I'm Jack Smith, joined by Riders reliever Josh Trenadue as we get ready for game one of six this week to start the second half in Amarillo. Josh, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So you struck out the side on Sunday, three up and three down. You were super animated coming off the mound. I just got to ask you, how did that feel? Because it looked awesome.
Felt good, you know, coming into the ball game, 2-1. We had a little lead, so had to come in, just hold it down. And, you know, offense came in right afterwards, and they put up an extra run to give us a little bit of insurance. So, but it felt good coming in and getting the job done for the team in that situation.
Have you always had that kind of animated quality on the mound when you're having success?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it's hard to hide some of that emotion sometimes in the heat of the moment. So, you know, when I'm out there and I'm playing like that, I feel like I'm just kind of playing like myself. So
when we were getting on the bus this morning, you told me it kind of feels like the OG version of you is back. What do you feel like that version is doing that maybe you weren't earlier in the season?
Just, you know, I'm going out there, not really putting too much stress into it, just, you know, giving everything I got. And, you know, hopefully the practice that I put in through the week is, you know, going to pay off. So just basically just staying pretty calm about it and trying to have a good time out there.
How do you mix between being calm off the mound in your preparation and everything to then being excited and hyped for yourself when the success comes?
Really, it's just, you know, knowing that what I did during the week is going to help me for the game and just going out there and not trying to leave anything left on the deck. So give it everything I got, and hopefully that the work that I put in is enough for that. So that's all you shoot for.
Talking with Josh Trenadue, so you started the season in the starting rotation, and since then you've transitioned to the bullpen. What has that overall process been like for you?
You know, it's been good. I'm ready to go out there and get outs wherever they need me. Really just finding a way to get a new foot underneath me and, you know, get a good start going. Not trying to look back on what happened earlier in the season and just trying to go out there with a new foot. So
what was the conversation like with you and the coaching staff when they approached you with that change?
They're just talking about how, you know, there's a real chance of, you know, getting a good switch going, getting a different flow of things, and just seeing how it would work out. You know, I'm open to get any innings wherever it is just to help out with the team. So just happy to, you know, have a spot for sure.
As someone who is routine focused and focused on the day to day, how does your day to day compare or contrast being in the bullpen role than into a starting role?
It's not all that different. I guess the only thing that is different is game day prep. So, you know, not, you know, showing up for normal time with the rest of the team. Yeah, for the most part, it's pretty much the same. I still have the same routine that gets me going every single day. So.
All right, that'll do it for part one of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview with Riders reliever Josh Trenadue. Really did look great his last time out there, striking out the side, three up and three down, up to 97 miles an hour. And so glad he sat down to talk to us today. When we come back, we'll continue the Cacique pregame show with a look at our Baylor Scott & White Health starting lineups.